from the Central Texas area. It's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And now, here's your host, Eric Jackson.
All right. Good afternoon and happy hump day to you. It's Wednesday, y'all. That means 2 days gone, 2 days to go. Now, depends on how you look at it, of course. You know what I mean? But it's Wednesday, so smile. So smile, you ain't got that far to go. It's Wednesday, y'all. It's Wednesday. We should be getting up and having a ball. Hey, thank you for joining in today. This is Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and we are going to have one great conversation today. I am sure of it, because we got a topic that I'm sure everyone wants to talk about some way or another. So, if you want to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or you can join my chat room, which is now open, and we can have a conversation there as well. Now, being that we have all these options open for you to communicate, hey, let's have a great conversation today. Today, the topic is going to be, what do men and women want in a relationship in 2012? You know, what do men and women really want? That's a good question, isn't it? I know. Because a lot of y'all don't know. A lot of y'all don't know. But you know what? It's okay. We're going to see if we can't come up with some kind of answers for you today. I don't know whether they're going to be good ones or bad ones, but we're going to come up with some kind of answer for you today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And once we get finished, hopefully you'll be able to think about some things and say, well, maybe I need to reevaluate just a little bit. Just a little bit. You know, just a little bit. And you know what, though? When it comes to talking about relationships and what do you really want and how do you really want it, the question really is simple. It's simple. You know, what do you want? What do you want? You know, what do you want from that other person? Now, see, here we go. What do you want from that other person? Well, you know, let's look at this thing the right way now. Now, everybody into dating now. You know, that I guess that's the biggest thing. Everybody into dating. Everybody going on these great websites, Match.com and all that other stuff, talking about they want a date. Well, you know, that's fine and dandy. That's fine and dandy. But the question is, are you, when you're filling out all those application things, are you really putting down what you really want? Huh? Are you really doing that? Something to think about, huh? And why even, you know, here's another thing. Why even go on sites like that? Has dating today gotten to that point to where if you want to be in a meaningful relationship, you have to go to a dating site? That's something to think about, isn't it? Well, hopefully we're going to get a little bit deeper into that as well. Because things like this, we need to know about. We as people, as individuals, whether you're married or not. I mean, even if you're married, still, you're still in a relationship, correct? And are you getting what you want out of your relationship in your marriage? Now, I know some of y'all talking about that, so you shouldn't even go there. Well, if we're going to talk about it, we're going to talk about it, right? Let's be honest. We're going to talk about it. Oh, here we go. Let's talk. Now, since everybody seems to be looking for the same thing, that perfect relationship, you know, is there really a difference between what a man wants and what a woman wants? Is there really a difference in that? Or is there just some basic requirements that both sexes actually want? Just the basic things. no matter whether you're a male or a female, are there just some basic basic things you look for when you're talking about a relationship? Or how we should approach trying to be have a meaningful relationship? Or, better yet, are relationships now a thing of the past, really? Is it just about hanging out? You know, having that someone you can, you know, get a little booty from every now and then? No, just having, as it's quote unquote, them friends. is that what we're talking about when we say what we want in a relationship? Huh? I mean, that's some food for thought, don't you think? I think it is. Because, you know, sometimes we really put more pressure on ourselves than we have to. We put more pressure on our own relationships sometimes than is necessary. We do, and why do we do this? Why? Why do we do things like that? I'm going to tell you why. You know what the biggest problem with knowing what a man or woman want in a relationship, whether it's 2012, 1990, whenever, in my opinion, you know what it really is? You yourself really don't know what the hell you want. I'm going to just tell it like it is. You don't know what you want. Now, you can give that lip service and say you want this and you want that, but are you really being honest and true to yourself? Sometimes we get in our own ways when it comes to our own way when it comes to relationships. We do. We're sometimes the biggest roadblocks there are. There is. Because we don't know what we want. We don't. So if you don't know what you want, how in the hell you expect somebody else? Excuse my language. I'm getting kind of red a little bit today. How do you know? How do you expect anybody else to come up with the qualities that you so-called want when you don't know what you're looking for yourself? That's right. Some of y'all out there just trifling. Let's just call it baby. Some of y'all just downright trifling. And that's true. That is true. Some of you, you're looking at things, I said, the cosmetic side of things. Some of you do. And, you know, he got to look good. She got to look good. He got to have a six-pack. She got to have a heck of a rack. You know, he got to have muscles. You know, she got to have a size. She got to be a size 4. Okay. So that's great on the outside, but what about what's going on the inside? If that is the extent of what you want out of a relationship, hey, there's plenty of that going on. But that, if you just stuck on that cosmetic side of it, then that really tells me you have no idea what you want. I mean, it is what it is. A lot of times we just do little dumb things to stop our relationship. Men, what are we doing? Huh? Yeah, I'm going to get back to the women, but right now I want to talk about the men. Men, when we go for look for a relationship, what do we want? Now, what do we want? Now, the women say a lot of men can't stand a strong woman, strong, independent woman. Now, that's what some women say. Don't put that on me. I'm just telling you what they say. And a lot of y'all out there, y'all don't want that because you don't know what that is. So how can you not want it if you don't know what it is? If you're used to dealing with hood rats and gold diggers, then you have no idea what a strong, independent, successful woman is. That's right. Only thing you know is you want somebody who's who out there booty popping and got a mouthful of grill and cussing every other word. That's what some of y'all want in a relationship. Hey, let's be honest. That's what y'all want. But that's fine. Men, if that's what you want, that's fine. Well, then don't go out there and say there's nothing out there for you. because you going with what you choose. Huh? That's right. Now, take me, for example. I use me. Me, she's got to be intelligent, okay? She's got to have a mind on her. You know, she's got to know what God, who God is. That's what they ain't going to show. You see? And she's got to be, I'm going to say intelligent. She got to be intelligent. She got to have a good head on her shoulder. You know, have some type of plan for where she want to go. You know, not for where she is right now, because where she is right now, she already there. See what I'm saying? So I want to know, what's her plans for later on? What are you working toward? You know, that's what I look for in a woman. Yeah, the cosmetic things, that's fine. If it's there, oh, wow, that's a plus. But a lot of times we miss out on good things because we're thinking about too much cosmetic mess going on. I mean, let's be honest. It's the truth. And that's from, I'm a man, so I'm just telling you what I want. Now, I can't really speak for all other men because, you know, that's a whole generalized thing. You know, but we have a problem because a lot of times we are in our own way. We are. And like I said, I'm just talking about men right now because women, I'm coming to you. But right now, man, I want to talk about y'all. We're in our own way because we get stuck on this big old macho kick that we the man. And since we the man, we really can get anybody we want. We ain't got to worry about what we really want. It's just what they going to give us, right? Wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. This is not the 50s and 60s where the man is just King Supreme. No. Today's relationships takes two. It takes two. And a lot of now, slow down, y'all. Slow down. Slow down. I hear you. You slow down, y'all. Now, Bianca say you have to check that family too. Are they business? Are they really family? Are they educated? Ask the lady what was the last book she read. And Bianca, you have some points. You do. That is some interesting thing. You know, I used to say that a long time ago. I used to say, if you want to know how your wife or girlfriend gonna look as she get older, go and visit her mom. Look at her mom and her cousins or her grandmother. You know, because the gene don't fall too far. I mean, if that's what you know was into. But Bianca, you're right. The family plays a lot of role to it. But we're talking about before we even get to the family part, man. We were talking about, I mean, just getting started in a relationship. Just getting started. Now here we go. But back to what I said earlier. How do we know what we're looking for or want in the relationship when we ourselves have no clue of what we want, where we going, another like that? You know, how can we know what we want in a relationship when every relationship we've been around, that you've been around, has been negative? Now, see, here we go. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you in all these different relationships, or you've seen your so-called loved ones in relationships, and they all turned out negatively. So in your eyes, you have really no idea what a real relationship is all about. So with that being said, how are you going to sit back and do a self-examination to really know what you want in that relationship? Huh? Okay, man. It's more about driving that fancy car. You know, it's more than staying in the gym 18 hours a day. You know, flashing a wad of money. You think that makes a successful relationship? If that's what you're thinking, then you go right ahead because you're going to be alone for a long time or broke one. I'm just saying. It's not a difficult thing to think about, But we have to take the time to sit down and really, really pay attention to it. That's right. We really do. We have to sit down and take time to pay attention. You know, and you know, if you just go, and I'm going to tell you how you can tell someone, you see some funny things. You know, I don't do a club anymore, so. But I remember when I used to go step out to the club, and, you know, I was never a club type person. I used to go listen to the music. But I would just sit back and watch how people intertwine with each other, you know, how they deal with each other. And you can tell the ones that really had no idea what they were doing, men and women, because you can sit there and see the body movement, the body motions. You know, your body will tell a whole lot about you when it comes to a relationship. It will. It will. But let's get back to what I was talking about, though. Yeah, but, you know, sometimes you have to sit back and just watch people, man. Watch. Man, what do you want? Huh? I done told you what I want in a woman. So y'all tell me what y'all want in a woman. You know, what do you want? You know, no, you can't. Let's get one thing straight. Everybody's not going to have a Halle Berry. Everybody's not going to have a Pam Grier. Everybody's not going to have a who else y'all crazy about these days? Whoever. That's not out there, dude. That's not reality. When are we going to start working with reality here? And speaking of what you want out the relationship, what are you bringing to the relationship? Now, see, that's something else. What are you bringing to a relationship besides your six-pack, your fancy car, and it stops right there? Now, what are you bringing? As Bianca say, what type of family are you bringing with you? Are you one of those people that has so much drama going on that you all that got to come with you? You know, them skeletons, as soon as you open your closet, them skeletons fall all over the place. Really? I'm just asking a question, y'all. I mean, talk to me here. Let me know what you want. Ladies, you know, men simple. Ladies, y'all know men simple. It's not hard. Men are the easiest and the dumbest people out there sometimes. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because a lot of times we don't think about nothing but ourselves. I ain't going to lie to you. And it's not that it's done purposely. It's just all we know. All, you know, it's just a natural thing, I guess. It's just a natural thing. And the reason why, because so many of us have been in so many relationships, we just completely confused about what a real relationship is all about. That's right. And women, y'all the same way. Let's not forget y'all. Because talking about skeletons in a closet. No, y'all's not even in the closet no more. Y'all had to bury some of them. That's how many skeletons you had. Yes, y'all, I'm moving on to the women. Because the men ain't calling and talking to me, but I know the women are talking to me on today. Now, check this out. You know, women, ladies, what do you want in a relationship? What do you want a man to bring you in a relationship? This is 2012 now. So I know you want him to bring more than an Xbox or a Wii. I know you want him to bring more than that. Because I know if I'm dating a lady, she walk in here with just a Wii or Xbox, she got to go. Now, my child may be happy, but she got to go. But y'all, you see what I'm saying? What do you want? And that's the key to anybody getting into a good relationship as far as with anybody else, because you have to know what the heck you want. What do you want? What are your standards? What do you require of that person to be called, quote unquote, your man, your woman? What do you want? That you can say, yes, I am in a relationship with this person. And everybody say, why? Why are you? Have to, right now, I bet if somebody was to walk up to you and say, why are you in a relationship with so-and-so? And besides the immediate an automatic, they're meeting an automatic answer of, because I love them. What else? Why else are you in a relationship with this person? Because you love them. Okay. So what? I love my dog. I love my goldfish. Some of you out there in love with your car. So besides that four-letter word right there, why are you in a relationship? What have they brought to that relationship that has made you better? And it's for both men and women. What? Have you taken the time to sit down and really think about that? You know, some of us, we get into these relationships and we get in that little rut where we don't even think about that no more. So as that thing progresses, you know, you get in that rut and everybody going on. But when do you take that time to stop and reevaluate what's going on? Now, some of y'all, I mean, there's some instances now where in the beginning, let's be honest, you know, that person may not bring as much as you may have liked. And you say, okay, I can work with this. Y'all know y'all do it out there. You say, okay, I can work with this. I can work with this. So, you know, y'all go ahead and get in a relationship with that person. But from the beginning of that relationship to say you can work with that, what has happened since then? Has there been any progress in what you could work with to the point to you saying, well, yes, we're making progress, or is it still stuck in the mud, spinning your wheels because you really didn't know what the hell you meant when you said you can work with it anyway? Now, if I'm saying something wrong, y'all please let me know, because y'all know me. I can talk. I let anybody talk. So if that's what I'm saying wrong, please let me know. If that's telling me something right, let me know. But I'm just saying, we're talking about what we want in a relationship and really want in a relationship in 2012. Now, I'm going to tell you what both sexes should really want in a relationship in 2012. Y'all ready for this? I'm going to tell you what you should really, 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 really want. Honesty with yourself. Uh-oh. Did it get quiet? That's right. In 2012, if you want any type of relationship to last, you got to be honest with yourself. If you're not honest with yourself, then you ain't going to have no type of relationships anyway. Now, let me clarify this. That is my opinion. Because some of y'all go out there now, we know we got these so-called relationship specialists and experts and, you know, these folk writing all these great books, and that's fine. And you can read as many of them as you want. You can listen to as many of them as you want. But if you want a relationship, you ain't honest with yourself, you just out there. You out there. I see I got one call in the room. Let me see what we got going on here. Hello, you're on Let's Talk. What can I do for you? Hello? Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
All right. Are you in too deeply?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. No, I'm never in too deep. What's on your mind? What you got to add to the subject?
Well, let's approach this from the front end. First of all, I think a lot of the – oh, by the way, I'm about to go out here and lube my speedometer cable, okay? How many women do you think are capable of doing that? Let's just go ahead and throw down on a couple of things in terms of utility. Men produce – design, produce, and maintain virtually everything there is. Design, produce, maintain. Got it?
Okay.
So the thing is that if you look at what women do, if we just stand back and bifurcate, women do virtually nothing. Men are the ones that, like I say, they design, produce, and maintain everything that we have, from the roads to the food to to flushing the toilets. Men do all of that. That's male power. Males understand women very well. The designers of clothes, although, albeit many of them are, they are gay. Design the clothes. So men know women intimately. I've never seen a woman that says, there's no car that I would like. There's no house that I would like. Men design all of that. And I think that's something that's lost, even on men, as to how things really work. Women confuse men. Create smoke screen that most men cannot find their way out of. Now, what women do, women are the greatest exacerbators of any problem because women are poor communicators. They're extremely poor communicators. If you look at a relationship from its start, dating is the foundation for any relationship. Make no mistake about it. What proactive role do women play in dating? Oftentimes I talk about, you know, last time we discussed, and many of these issues would be recurring, we discussed Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And right. We talk about the reptilian brain or the five sensory person as opposed to the spiritual person. And so what happens with most women operate on a reptilian level. You talked about body movements. Body movements are not equivalent to language. Mm-hmm. Language is phenomenal. Language is spiritual. That's the reason you'll never see a person get elected to any office that can't speak. And I'm not saying anything against the deaf mute. But speaking is the most celebrated behavior of human beings. And women do not speak first or they do not share that responsibility because most women are into control. Women have huge egos. And so, like I'm saying, I'm trying to drawstring all this together to paint a portrait here. Is that women are poor communicators. They are the problems with relationships not getting started, and they're the problem with relationships sustained. Men are willing to do a lot for women. Dr. John Gray stated, and he stated it very quickly, he said in an interview that men care more about women than women care about men. Now, that's the guy who wrote the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bought about 7 of his books and just gave them out to generate conversation. If you look at a relationship from its inception, women do not communicate. Now, they want to be free and equal with men in everything. Except when it comes to sharing responsibility. Sure, a woman will go out on date, and being a relationship troubleshooter, one of the things I advise women to do, I said, if you want a man, ask a man out. Pay for a first date. Women don't want to do that. America basically is the proving grounds or training grounds for bitches. That's the bottom line. Now, a lot of men are afraid to step up and say it. Men in America have been emasculated. They've been castrated. Just like in your service, the military. Women, of course, can join the military, and many women serve in the military honorably. But women are not required to serve in the military, yet women have the right to vote. So, in essence, women can vote for politicians who will send your ass off to war. Women are not required to register for the Selective Service.
Okay,
men are punished. If they don't register by their 18th birthday, Even physically and mentally disabled males must register for the Selective Service. And in 34 states, they can't even, males can't get a driver's license. But while we're here debating, men lost, go ahead, what?
No, I haven't said anything. Go ahead.
Yeah, men really have been trained away from looking at the real issues. I have court cases, Supreme Court cases, that actually speak to relationships. And what it says is the laws that we have intervene between men and women and block communication, hinder communication. How do they do that? By giving women special privileges. Violation of the 14th Amendment. How many men are even familiar? That's the Equal Protection Clause, by the way. That's state, whereas the Fifth Amendment is dealing with your. But the point of it is women have reproductive freedom. A woman doesn't have to talk to you about her having irresponsible sex because the law will back her up in any that occurs. If she gets pregnant and doesn't want it, the law will back her up in destroying it, even if you want it. If both of you have irresponsible sex and you don't want it and she does, I will support her in pursuing you to make you pay for it.
Hmm.
When we start talking about women and men in America, we need to understand the turf that we're operating on. We're operating on a totally unlevel playing field when it comes to dealing with men and women. The communication. Women have no obligation to communicate their interest in a relationship with a quality man. So consequently, women don't even know what quality men are. That's the reason a woman wants a man to chase her. She wants to get an ego boost. She's not interested in setting up a legitimate relationship. She's interested in the game. The game. Because she's aided and abetted by all of us idiots.
Okay.
So I know I'm covering a lot of ground here, but just understand that when you talk about just fundamentally communicating, you have a man and a woman together. Who communicates? Who opens the communication? Women say, it's not my responsibility to talk to you. Oh, yeah, I want a relationship, but I want you to impress me. I know you don't know me, but I want you to impress me. How much sense does that make? Now, you tell Charlotte to call in, okay? Tell her to get her behind on the phone. Because now I know she's married, but we can examine how she got married and what does she feel about equilateral communication between men and women and why women don't initiate, 21st century women don't, single women, available women, why they don't initiate communication with men and why don't they pay for first dates. Let's talk about the real issues.
Hmm.
Now, she says here, I never heard that before. Get on the phone. Let's talk.
All right, Charlotte, that's your invitation. He's calling you out. ladies, who, what y'all
well,
got to say?
Well, not just her, all women in America. Get on the phone. And I just tease her.
Well,
women are able to be what one doctor calls schizophrenic. They want to claim independence. But yet, when it benefits them, they want to be dependent. So they're schizophrenic. They have a split mind.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hold on, Mr. Solution. I think you. Let me see who we got on the line. Welcome to Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Well, you know it's me. You
hey,
know it's
Charlotte.
Me. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
You know what? Thanks for the invite, sugar.
I'm locked and loaded, Charlotte.
Yes. You know what? I just want to start off by saying you are so damn sexy.
Really? Thank you, Charlotte.
You are quite welcome, sir.
All right.
And you are
I would
a lady of
this.
Impeccable taste.
I personally, no, I do not approach men that I would go after, but I do approach men. I do talk to men. I will initiate a conversation, but 9 times out of 10, I would not do it in a man that I think that I'm interested in.
Now, let me ask you a question right there. Now, watch this, Eric. Watch a master at work.
Oh, okay.
You believe in openness and honesty, correct, Charlotte?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good for it.
Okay, yeah. All right, great. Well, then, what is not open and honest about you letting your interest be known to a man that you're interested in?
Well, I go by past practice, and it has never, ever...
Wait a minute, sweetie. Hold on. Before you get into the back information, just answer that basic question. Why aren't you open and honest, since you believe in it, with a man that you say you have an interest in?
Well, I can say this because, actually, like, when you get deep into it...
Notice this, Eric.
I'm only looking at, you know, the perception of that man, first of all, because I don't know him. So just like you said, you get to meet a woman, and she might seem like she's all that, but actually, when you get a little closer to her, she really does nothing for your spirit.
Let me ask you a question, Charlotte. You understand what circuitous and deceitful is, correct?
Yes.
All right. You also understand what upfront and straightforward is, correct?
Yes, I do.
All right. So the thing of it is that if you are an honest person, then the best way to be with another person is what? Not deceitful, upfront, and straightforward, correct?
Well, I'm saying it's with my beliefs. So I believe there's things I could do to let a man know that I am interested, but to actually call him out.
Like what? Give an example of what you can do to let a man that you're interested in know.
When we were make that eye contact, or, you know, I can make the eye contact, and I can smile, I can know it, you know.
But now, Charlotte, let me ask you a question. What is the best form of communication? Talking like we're talking now, or what you just suggested?
Well, I believe it depends on the situation. But I want to say something. I understand your straightforwardness and your control, but I'm going to stand as a woman here and let you know that my main reason is because the dynamics of things. I prefer, and I go on what I prefer and what I want, and I prefer a man reaching for me calling my name, and that's what I prefer. So,
but see, Charlotte, this is the problem. We have, and I think you are a quality lady, but you're very circuitous. You're very confused on this issue here, and this is the problem. There's nothing that substitutes for communication except what? Communication. You're a poor communicator in the start, out the gate, as it were. And that's where most of the problem, I wrote the 7 communication principles for love, sex, and dating, and there's 7 results. And what I talk about is the initial approach and paying on first dates. That's where the greatest confusion, occlusion, and blockage is between men and women. Troubleshooter. I test things, see where they're broken. And that's where the relationship paradigm is broken. Now, what you just did is, and I like you, first of all, let me just say that. I'm fond of you.
Well, thank you. and I know that's a rarity.
But see, you operate on your reptilian brain, and it's a choice we make. When it comes to dealing with men, you operate on a visceral lower level. And that's where most women operate. Now, apparently you step it up later on. But in the initial stages, and see, what you do is, you and most women, you cheat yourself out of tremendous opportunities with men by behaving reptilian in a reptilian fashion. You know, you can't train a snake. You can never train a rattlesnake. You can't train an alligator. These are all reptiles. They respond to the lower level. Back me up on this, Eric.
No, I'm listening.
They respond to the lower level on Maslow's hierarchy of needs. They only understand food, water, shelter, and reproduction. Those are the levels that reptiles operate. They never reach.
Yeah.
They never reach the transcendent level of self-actualization.
Hmm.
You follow me?
That is a
yes,
true statement. I'm with you on that one.
That's the way women operate. And what happens is we never have the communication between men and women in order to really discover our personages or who we are or who we could be. It's all divested and immersed in playing a game. See, most women do not want to initiate communication with a man because that would show their hand. That would show them as being upfront and straightforward. Most women don't want to operate that way. They want a little diabolicalness to the mixture. In other words, confusion. When God speaks directly. Okay, and when he told Adam and Eve, you know, don't eat from this tree lest you die. What does the circuitous one come in and say? Well, you won't surely die. See, that's confusion. Most women, bless their hearts, prefer confusion over clarity. And most men have been pussified and wimped down to play the game with women. And that's the reason we have this breakdown right here, right now. Does that make sense, Eric? You follow that?
I'm following you. But
well,
that's
I do
the
approach
gist
men.
Of the problem.
I do approach men. I just don't have an agenda. You know what I mean? I love men. And when I be around other women who will say, you know, some of the bad things women say about men, and they'll ask me, I say, I don't agree. Because as a matter of fact, I love men enough that I want one, two, and sometime maybe three. But that's my mindset. That's the way I feel about them. And whatever their problems are, I want one anyway. You know what I mean? I can handle it. I deal with it. Because, you know, that's. We all have something, and we all have our baggage, but I have a general love for them. So I speak to them. I talk to them, old, short, tall, fat, black, white, Chinese. Doesn't matter because there's just something about y'all that attracts my spirit to you. So I'm okay with it, but I do not have
an agenda. Well, that's great. Eric, from now on, this is the test. This is the acid test. Watch the way men and women connect with each other. If men, if in the 21st century, men have the role of doing all the initiating, strange women. That presents the communication breakdown that we find ourselves right now. And realize this communication impasse that men and women have, even if they get past the initial meeting, that hellish problem and inability to communicate follows them, often destroys, the relationship itself. So men and women, American men and women, are extremely poor communicators.
Okay. I can agree with that.
Yeah. And most people, this escapes most people. This is the problem in plain sight. This is the emperor without any clothes. And you can take pastors. I counsel and deal with pastors quite a bit. And they'll jump from the man and the woman, just their existence, to their being married. I go, well, wait a minute. How did they get married? You went from 0 to 100 in an instant. How did they get to know each other? Everybody is afraid to deal with that. You can listen, and I do this quite regularly. I listen to your family and marriage therapist, your counselors, your relationship coaches, authors. None of them deal with the initial meeting or the initial approach of men and women. Roger Curry, Brother Curry, dealt with it for about 2.5 hours the other night, And his position is, which approach is the best, the indirect or the direct approach? Now, for 2.5 hours, and Alan is a real sharp guy, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But all they were talking about was whether the man should approach a woman directly or indirectly. And I made the analogy of the Montgomery bus boycott, where at that particular time, blacks, even though blacks were major participants in the transportation system, their importance was suppressed. They were put at the back of the bus. Now, they paid their fare and everything, but their role was minimized. And that's the same situation we have with women. Women are major players in any interaction between they and men. Their role is minimized. We pretend that women are not the giants in relationships that they actually are. We relegate women basically to the status of children in relationships, and that is what enhances the communication breakdown. And I guarantee you right now, most of the people who are listening or who possibly will get the moxie or intestinal fortitude to call in, they won't deal with the woman initiating. And notice that Charlotte couldn't deal with that. She said, I won't approach a man that I'm interested in. Even though she believes in being upfront and straightforward, she doesn't believe in deceit. She believes in letting her interests be known, except when it comes to dealing with men. And that's the problem.
When it comes to me, I'm a man that I could be interested in that way, because I talk to all men.
Wait, I'm careful. That way. What does that mean? That way.
I guess my biggest thing is him to think, I don't really have to come after this because she already wants this. So it'll change the dynamics of having me chasing him.
Charlotte, that's what you want. That's called clarity. Why shouldn't you want? I mean, you shouldn't want to be with anyone who doesn't want to be with you for you.
That's right. I want the thrill of the chase. But I'm allowed to want what I want, just like if I want sugar in my coffee, still having my coffee black. That's my choice.
Charlotte, what is chase? I understand confusion can be our choice. That's what most of us choose.
Yes.
What is the point in having a man chase you? And what does that mean for a man to chase you that you want to have a communication with? What is the purpose of his chasing you?
Well, it's just the thrill, because, you know, men are hunters and thrill seekers. And I like the kind of man for myself to like to climb the mountain and conquer the territory, and we're just going to have some fun getting there.
Why can't you have that fun by communicating clearly what your intentions are?
Because I decided not to do it that way, and it's my decision.
Yeah, but why would you decide?
Because that's why I like it. If I like cream of my coffee,
let me finish the question. Why would you decide against honesty for deceit?
Well, I am being honest. I let him know I was interested, you know?
Yeah, but you didn't let him know in the most direct way.
Well, I chose my way. You know,
yeah, but that's the problem we're talking about now. That's what creates
that's
the
a
confusion.
That's a problem for you, sugar. That's not a problem
for
everybody.
No. 73% of black women claim to be single and not to be able to find a man. And when you look at their behavior, their confused behavior, you understand why. That's exactly why, because they're playing a game, the thrill of the chase. Let me say something to you.
Okay.
You want to have a conversation with a man. He wants to have a conversation with you. What's the purpose of the chase?
That's the thrill. That's the fun.
Yeah, but
that's
crazy.
Well, I'm allowed to be crazy.
Well, because it is. Because if I'm there and you're there, we're in the same place at the same time, same purpose.
Well, you the man. You the designer. You the fixer. You the doer. I'll do the damn thing.
Wait a minute. Give me a couple of the elements of chasing. Let's unpack chasing. Give me a couple of the elements.
That's just a cute term of saying, you know, for the invite. Just like,
okay,
you know,
here for
check
clarity
this out, check
now,
this out,
correct,
check
Eric?
This out. You just like,
yes,
you invited me out today. You invited me out. So, you know, just step forward, reach for my hand, call my name. You reached for my hand today and called my name, baby.
Wait a minute.
Well,
hold on, Charlie. We're going to get clarity, if at all possible. And you are capable of doing that. What are the elements of chasing? Unpack that for me. When a man and a woman meet, they want to have a communication. Both are available. What are the elements in your mind of chasing?
Well, I just hear reaching for my hand, calling my name.
So when a man first meets you, he reaches for your hand. He doesn't know your name.
No, you know what I mean. That's just a way of saying
I'm asking you to communicate what you mean.
Just coming at me, just like I said. You don't know me either. You just say, hey, Charlotte's here. Where's she at? Tell her to call in. To me, that was another way of saying you reached.
Well, but I wanted to call you in. I love this woman. I wanted to call you in to call you out.
Well, that's all right, baby. I'm here. And I'm not feeling
you. But see, you've done
you can be as technical, analytical. You can be as hard and as cold
I am a woman. We're going to push past our reptilian, lower-level, animalistic.
You're lucky you're on the phone, baby, okay?
Wait a minute. That's the reason, Charlotte. We're communicating. We're creating this damnable confusion.
You know what I'm saying? Because once you done reached for me, you done called my name, you done called yourself out. Look, I see your wall. I feel it. I hear it.
Charlotte, the problem is there's a term known as anachronism. I see the problem here quite clearly. Anachronism is a misplaced chronology. You're putting things of place. And you should, a woman as sharp as you, you should catch that. You're putting the cart before the horse.
Okay, baby.
Wait a minute. When I first meet you, I don't know your name. I don't reach for your hand because I don't know you. We have to have a method for commencing the communication, opening, starting, beginning the communication. And you, my dear, don't have an effective one.
Baby, I don't need an effective one.
And
you got an effective one, and you coming.
You damn right I do.
Okay.
And I'm going
to
share with you.
I don't need to have
this with
your
you.
Same heart.
I was invited on
the
show to a guy that was a relationship coach. And what he said was this. I asked him very clearly, how should a man and a woman meet? And his position was, well, a woman should look at a man between 3 to 5 seconds, smile, and look away. And I said to him, I said, wait a minute. That doesn't sound quite adequate for people to meet. I said, do you have an alternate method of people meeting? I said, because if they meet on the Internet or if the man has his back to the woman or whatever, your method doesn't work. And his position was he didn't have another method. So, see, our methods of meeting are very poor. They're inadequate. We need a model for initiating approach or communicating at the beginning. That's our problem, Charlotte. Eric, do you see that? Am I coming across quite clearly?
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I understand. I'm with you. I'm still with you. But I got a question because you said let's see. Let me go back here. You said straightforward. Now, here's my question. If a woman is actually straightforward with a man, is the man ego going to allow him to accept her straightforwardness?
All right. That's a very good question. If his ego doesn't, then that's her answer. See, in dating, we're gathering data, information. And a man doesn't change or a woman doesn't change just because we shift the platform a little. They still are who they are. So even if an insecure man approaches a woman, his insecurity is still going to emerge. And so the point I'm making is if we don't have a model for communicating with each other, we end up exactly where we are right now, in total disarray and confusion.
Okay.
And men and women are at a great, and see, one of the reasons for that is we've changed the roles. We have removed all the role distinctions. See, Charlotte can be anything she wants to be. If you go back 40, 50 years ago, most women were domestic. They were housewives, you know, the beaver and cleaver and this kind of thing. And so father knows best. Even though this was the model set by whites, this was the model for this country. Blacks behaved as best they could in that same fashion. But the point is, now we've freed women up with the women's movement and feminist movement, but women are behaving, as I mentioned to you before. They're operating, they want the best of the old system. They want the best of the new system. They want chivalry and deference, independent and completely liberated. So what that does is it allows women to not be responsible. That's the ultimate conclusion that's drawn here. Now, if we don't mind women being irresponsible, shut the hell up and enjoy it. Just go along for the confusion ride. But if we want to change it, we've got to do something differently. And
just,
what
just
I
like
say,
if,
and now, see, Charlotte, I think Charlotte, as I mentioned before, is a pretty quality person. But her quality can only be demonstrated after the approach. Now, certain
well,
women.
Well, no, because I know sometimes when men are interested in me, and I could tell by their body language.
Wait a minute, but you're missing my point, Charlotte.
And guess what? And I smile and let them know that they can approach.
My point is this, Charlotte.
What?
It's okay to be a shy person. Many men are shy. But what happens is, if only men or mainly men have the responsibility for initiating communication available women, it won't get done because a lot of men won't do it. It doesn't mean they're not quality men. Boaz in the Bible was a very quality and successful man, but he wasn't initiating with the woman. The woman, in this case Ruth, had to initiate with him. And in the Bible, by the way, there are several methods for people meeting. One is, I say God is the first matchmaker. He brought Adam and Eve together. There was no hunting, and he didn't have to find her. He didn't have to chase her. God brought them together and introduced them and said, you talk. I want you to communicate. And I didn't point out with Abraham's son, Isaac and Rebekah. Rebekah was sought from Abraham's homeland. That was about 500 miles away, a long way in that day by camelback. And, of course, Rebekah was brought to Isaac. They had never seen each other, so they ended up husband and wife sight unseen. And, of course, I use the example of Ruth, who initiated herself. She went up and let Boaz know in no uncertain terms she wanted a relationship with him. So when you hear it said in the Bible, you hear people misquote the Bible by saying, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. First of all those women were virgins, okay? They were virgins. That was the order of the day. And by the way, it said wife, not girlfriend, not even fiancé, wife. So we don't have a parallel to the actual biblical description today because we date today. Your parents don't arrange your wedding. And by the way, in countries where they do have arranged marriages, they last longer than ours. Hello?
I'm here.
Why all the silence?
Oh, you had the floor, Daddy.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, we need a lesson in fundamental communication, men and women. We're playing a game, and we're both losing. Eric, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
You're probably on the typewriter, right?
Yeah, I was there for a moment. But I wanted to mention something that Tony said in the chat room and see what y'all opinion is on this. He says basically when a man approaches a woman, no matter what, a woman automatically thinks basically he wants sex. But when a woman talks to a man, no, there is no distinction. No, so I can understand where the confusion comes in that, as you were saying, Mr. Solution. That's a good point.
Well, I don't think he just wants sex.
Men and women equally want sex. We see all the fundamentals, all the fundamentals of male-female relationship we've perverted, we've lied about. Charlotte, let me ask you, do you like sex as much as a man does with a man whom you enjoy? Let's just make that clear. And this is true for men and women.
Well, absolutely. I am a sexual being.
Well, right. And that, would that be true of most of the women that you know?
Maybe not according to, I guess so. I guess when your spirit is geared that way, I think so. I believe so.
These are things, Eric, that we don't talk about.
Right.
These are rusty bolts of life that we need to lubricate, no pun intended. We need to put some Nutbuster or WD-40 on the most fundamental issues of male-female interaction because ours are very confusing. They're very corrupt.
I'd like to say something about the spirit, the sexual spirit in a man and a woman myself. And I think a lot of people might miss this point when they're picking a mate as far as what certain spirits will do to your spirit. And so when you get into a relationship where submission and intimacy are in line and those things are about to happen, there are certain spirits that do things to other spirits, like there are men who prefer a certain style and, you know, sex, and they have to understand that their spirit really has to do that and bring that spirit out, or the woman, those spirits have to match and sort of manifest those things.
Let me tell you what spirit is. Define spirit in your terminology.
Well, I meant the sexual spirit I'm talking about. Not the spirit, but the sexual. Because we all have different ways, just like, excuse this, but there might be, let's say, a man who really, really enjoys fellatio first thing in the morning. But the woman he has now doesn't do that, or there hasn't been a woman that has complied to that. But there are men who do get their needs met in that way because their spirit brings that out in that woman, and it's not that she behaves that way. A man will get confused. They're like, this woman does this with every man, and that might not be the truth. That might be the way your sexual spirit intertwines and wraps around hers.
So I agree with her 100% on that. But by the way, Charlotte, all men enjoy fellatio in the morning.
I mean, well, I'm just still saying,
noon and evening.
Well, you know, I just had to put it that way. Just trying to be, you know, just a clean way to put things, you know, and I just want to be ladylike about it.
You put it very appropriately.
There's a man out here who might have a woman who maybe she enjoyed that with her last man, or, you know, when she was married before, and she's not doing it with him, and he don't have the understanding that his spirit is wrapping around that part of her spirit the right way, and he's not searching and digging. He's not pulling that out because maybe he's arrogant, maybe he's hostile, maybe he's angry, and that's not bringing that out in that woman. You know what I mean? Because there are some men that get all their needs met all the time, and some women too, because the choice they made, that person, is just that away. And, you know, because women would ask me, well, you know, when do you go down on a man? And my answers always have been, only when he has you absolutely high enough to go there. And that means, and some people say, high, yeah, I mean, well, your spirit is just doing a, that's where you want it.
Now, let me give you a fundamental, palpable, wrap-your-mind-around-it definition.
Okay. But before we go there, how do we get on this? Let's talk about, we never got past the conversation. Now we talking about giving head. Come on, y'all.
Well, I mean, she said fellatio, so keep it clean.
Okay.
Well, that's part of a relationship, you know. You know, loving a person is satisfying, you know, that part
right.
of it.
Hey, right. Eric, Charlotte was giving a very good example. Leave her alone. let me do this. Most of us understand spirit as mystical,
right.
as esoteric. Spirit simply means truth, T-R-U-T-H. Truth is spirit. Also, words are spirit. If you get a chance, now I'm about to go out here and perform a little spirit, as it were, but words, if you look up the definition of thesaurus is a book of words, synonyms, antonyms, and homonyms. But the word thesaurus means treasure. That's very, very important, and I think many of us miss that. Words allow one to see reality in a different and more concise way. So the word spirit, we often use that as some ethereal, mystical, can't wrap my mind around it. But spirit really means truth, T-R-U-T-H, truth. Is that good, Eric?
Yeah, let's see, spirit, courage, phantom, Barbie, fortitude, apparition, mood, soul, ghost. You know,
yeah, but what I'm talking about is spirit in the useful sense. When Jesus says, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and truth.
Oh, yeah. Well, we definitely talk about truth.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true. Yeah, in that sense, yes.
So see, another word that is very, very important here, and it's what Charlotte was getting at, is called compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens through communication. That's the higher self. That's emerging from the reptilian way of thinking to the spirit way of thinking. And that's where women have to be open to at least share that responsibility. It's hard meeting someone. It's hard bearing your soul going up to a person because you risk rejection. And now some men, and I love to challenge men on this, when men say rejection doesn't bother them, let's just talk about that for a minute.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's talk
rejection,
about
rejection, if you find a man who says rejection doesn't bother him, that's not a person you want to be in relationship with, because that person has divested himself of his soul. See, because feelings are what make you human. You remember Data on Star Trek. He had all the information in the world. He was a computer. But what was he lacking?
Feeling.
He couldn't feel. He didn't have the human capability of feeling. So when a man tells you, he can walk up to you, and if you women are a complete ass toward a man, and you certainly shouldn't be that way, and that's why you need to experience putting your ass on the line, seeing what it's like. It helps to balance you. But at any rate, when you hear men say, it doesn't bother me, rejection doesn't bother me, the person who is lacking a soul. And this is a person who will not be sensitive to you because they're the same person in a relationship as out of relationship. Carry those same values you with you. So do you follow that? Do you understand that? A lot of people don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when a man is cold, that means he's insensitive. If you tell him no, he doesn't care because he doesn't see you as human anyway. You're just a wet spot that he was seeking to put it. And so you don't want to deal with a man or a woman, and women, men. A lot of women are what you call sociopathic and psychotic. And one of the things that having a good conversation does, it reveals your spirit. And a lot of people don't want that to happen. So if a woman walks up to a man and initiates adult social communication and he can't handle it, You don't want to deal with that man under any circumstances. That's a controlling fool.
Hmm. Look out, man. That is right. But let's talk about how, and let's talk about the sensitivity thing then. So, Charlotte and Mr. Solution and people in the chat room, when you say sensitive, how sensitive would you like for the other sex to be toward your friends then?
I'm sorry, you know, repeat that.
How sensitive would you want the male to be towards you, a woman's feelings, and how sensitive would a man want a woman to feel? You see what I'm saying? As far as what you're saying or what you're doing. How sensitive is it too sensitive?
Well, for me, I wouldn't say that you need to be one certain way. You know, you want to know when to be which way, you know, when the circumstances call for it. You know what I mean?
Well, what if that person hasn't, you know, I guess been shown or taught or never known what's the sensitive side. So what is the right thing then?
I mean, some things are instilled in us, you know. The Holy Spirit is instilled in us. We know when we break somebody's heart. We know when there was something we shouldn't have said. And we know when we're out of line. I mean, right?
Okay.
We all, you know. I mean, I know when I rubbed you the wrong way. You know, the tone of your voice, the expression on your face, your body language, and I know what I don't want somebody to say to me. So we all know we have to handle each other with kid gloves. Like one time when women used to approach me, I would be rude, you know, and heartless because, you know, I was insulted. But, you know, I corrected that. I learned how to, you know, gently and kindly say, you know, that I'm not into that.
No, okay.
So, you know, things like that.
I mean,
so
we're not talking.
Handle each other's spirit. We still have to treat each other like we're people. We have to treat each other like we're all people. We all have feelings. So we just have to handle the spirit of another person and learn how to be non-confrontational with one another. To me, that's my opinion.
Okay. Mr. Solution, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. What was the question? I'm sorry.
Basically about sensitivity. How sensitive should you expect a man to be, somebody to be?
Right. There is basic sensitivity and courtesy. But look here, maybe no one thought this because it's kind of covered over. But one can't take all the tension out of meeting a new person. But we can facilitate the communication. Oftentimes, like I say, well, that's the answer to that. There should be basic courtesy. And what I encourage women to do to get out of their insular and insulated and get out there and talk to men. As one brother say, you have to learn a man to earn a man. Women generally don't think about relating to men in terms of something that they have to show themselves worthy of. Women basically assume that everything should just be given to them, and that's not the way reality works. And that's the reason many women are so screwed up. They haven't put any effort into one of the most important areas of their of their lives, and that's their relationships. I tell women, for example, who want to date, get a budget. Just like with your car, you should have a maintenance budget for your car. And the same is true of dating men. I was talking to one older woman. She was very loud, and a lot of women try to thug guys out or punk guys. And you have a lot of thuggish women have arisen. But what I pointed out to this woman is that you have a responsibility, too. She says, now, I agreed with her about dating multiple people. I agree with that. That's a good thing. There's an appropriate way to do that. And the way you do that is a woman can't be parasiting off of men. And I tell women so often, if you know you don't like a guy, don't expect anything from that guy. Because you aren't willing to
reciprocate. I agree with that. If you know you don't want them, don't have them.
Yeah, you're just a receiver, You're just a taker. We have to point out to women that a relationship is about two parties sharing, not you taking. So that's the point I make. There was one chick in New York who had a spreadsheet. She was on Match.com, I believe it was. You can start
yeah.
page it if you don't
that.
Want your IP to be tracked. But she was supplementing her monthly income by $1,200, I believe, and she was going on all these dates with men she didn't even like. And she was using these men. So we have to disabuse women of the idea that they can use men. You shouldn't be doing that. If you don't like a man, don't waste his time. Don't accept anything from him. Now, this is where I completely agree with Alan Roger Curry, is that he points out he's very direct with women, up front and straightforward. He lets them know what he wants. If he wants fellatio from them, he lets them know. Now, a lot of women have trouble with a man being open and honest. But then you say, you say that's what you want, but then you blame the guy for being upfront and straightforward. You can't have it both ways. Either you want the truth or you don't.
Well, I don't want the truth day one. Don't tell me everything you want. I'm not interested in everything you want yet.
Well, you don't want to be with that person.
That's right. Not if he told me day one that that's what he wants. You know, wait till we have a, wait till we find out if there is a connection. Wait till we get involved in something.
Wait a minute. Hold on, sweetie. That benefits you.
That's right. It sure does.
Okay, but it's not just all about you.
That's right. Keep it where it's at, sweetie.
Yeah, so these fine but very crucial distinctions need to be made. Most women, the reason most women are failures in relationships, they see relationships as all about and for their consumption. That can't be the case.
Hey,
in a relationship, both... Wait a minute. Let me just finish this thought. In a relationship, both people deserve fulfillment, not just you. That makes
That's
you a
right.
little damn Hitler.
That's right. But after I'm fulfilled, I feel more apt to, you know, maybe reciprocate. What you going to do about it?
Right. Well, see, Charlotte is kind of... Now, what I would suggest Charlotte do is that she open the school of etiquette for women. Because, look, I understand that there... And I am flexible. I understand there can be diversities of methodology of getting to the same point. Now, Charlotte is more or less taking the passive way. And see, women who can be active and be complete bitches, I don't like them pretending to be these passive women. I like for a woman to be who she is, so I know that. You follow me? But
well,
every woman,
there's not a woman.
When we look at all the professions that women are in, judges, I mean, prosecutors, every time I see this, I just go, wow. When I was on the plane with a judge, a Superior Court judge, and she had, the thing about this particular woman, she admitted her weakness and her failure and her fault. And she said that she was going to work on that. She said that she would throw a party just to meet a man. Throw a party. I said, well, you're a judge. You
wow.
make life and death decisions on a daily basis. I said, you should be able to just talk to a man. And she was just telling me, she says, well, you know, it's never been explained to me this way before. No one has broached this issue. But she did say she would work on it. And that's all we were there for, is to get the kind of clarity. But women need to be more proactive. American, equal, free, and sometimes too loud women need to be more participatory in the approach and initiating of communication process with strange and potential partners.
Well, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Will you find my school? Well, I couldn't help it. Hey, listen, because
I'm sorry, say that
like,
again. There was a
will
breakup.
You fund my school program? Mr. Solution, can you do that?
What do you mean?
He said open up a school for etiquette.
Oh, I tell you what, I would be the professor emeritus.
Okay. But, you know, in all things, you have to take life a little light. You got to see your humor. You have to lighten up. You have to have fun. You have to bring joy. You have to enjoy.
Well, I agree. You know what? And we compliment each other once we get over the air pockets of the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
See, you've got to get past the air pockets of you playing a game. Because, see, you really don't want to be chased. What you really want. And, Eric, this gets
now,
back
ain't
to you.
No, ain't this some BS he wants? Tell me what I want.
What
you know what? You lucky
want,
you are where you
all...
are. If you was here, I'd beat your butt.
Wait a minute. What all? Thank you. What all sane adults want? Virtually the same thing. Men and women are basically the same, except they're socialized differently, and they're programmed to be at odds with each other. They're programmed to be in conflict. That is an amazingly stupid behavior modality that we have adopted. Is to be at each other's throats fundamentally. What we need to do is learn that both of us want and need each other. And we need to make it work. Now, what I say to
women are at each other's throats.
A woman can totally beautify the situation between her and men just being social, just talking to men. Value. All human beings want to be valued. We want support. We want companionship. Those things are common to humans, not just men,
now,
not
mister,
just women.
Isn't that what I told you in the beginning of my conversation? When you
asked
me?
They say the greatest form of flattery is imitation, so I was just imitating you.
You're going to get it. You know what? You know what's going on with you? You want it. And see, you know, you're not stepping out to get it. And so you behave that way, in that fashion.
Well, no, actually, I'm talking about is a shared approach.
I know what you're talking about, boy.
Wait a minute. I'm talking about a shared approach to a mutually desirable interaction. And that, see, a lot of people that you...
You're just stingy. That's all. You're tight.
Yeah,
a lot of people
interact with, it's determined that they're not compatible. And that's okay. Because I use the example of a fruit inspector. You go to the grocery store, if you're good at a particular fruit or with fruits, period, there's an appropriate way to test those fruit without biting into them. In fact, I have had the pleasure of never seeing a fruit bitten into. But a lot of people, including myself, know how to fruit test. The same thing is true with relationships. We need to show the mutual interest of communicating with each other, inviting each other to the park, inviting each other to the walking, the workout track. These are things that cost little money but give you a great deal of insight into the person's personality and character. And so you need to like a person for who that person is. Not what you can parasite, purloin, and pilfer off of the person. But
let me ask you this. I have a question for you. Are you spoiled?
No. Hell no.
Well, I see your tendencies.
Spoiled means ill-fit for its design purpose. No. Something that's spoiled, you throw it out.
I mean to the point where... you probably have a nice body. You would probably be handsome. And you probably have a lot of control. Women probably do gravitate to you. And you're spoiled in that way. And you don't feel like you have to step forward, you have to do anything because it's all been handed to you.
No. That's totally, no. Listen to my words.
Well, I
want to
see what you look like.
Sheared.
Don't you avoid me? Don't you avoid the question?
No. I'm facing your question head on. I'm saying just the opposite of what you've just described.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying sheared. See, and look at this. Most women don't like handsome, quality men. Look at Eve. Eve had God's best man. Adam was not just a good man. Adam was a superlatively particularly good man. Because
some women are afraid of handsome men. It's not that they don't like them.
Adam was part of the creation, the crowning part of the creation that was defined as very good. And so what happens is we find Eve with the fiend. She's with the guy who wanted nothing but her death and destruction. So women have to check themselves, women of quality. And let me say this, by the way. Most people will not have a good relationship. Most of us will be casualties of the social breakdown of communication between men and women. Most people do not deserve a good relationship because they're not going to do what it takes to ascertain one. And so only a few people are going to change their wicked ways to improve, you know, their circumstances. And so we've got to be realistic. At the same time, we're being practical. And so what I'm saying to the few women who want to be in a good relationship, they have got to start being more proactive, talking to men, getting to know men, because after all, the man you want to be in a relationship with, you want a connection with that man. You want a solid connection. And the only way you establish that connection is through effective communication. And you have to be willing to negotiate. Charlotte, you run a business, and I know Eric is going to do some more discussions on business, but a relationship, if you look at most of your, in fact, every state has a what you call a Secretary of State or its equivalent, and they approve business license. Marriage licenses are approved by the same entity. So, in effect, the state sees marriages as businesses. Marriages are businesses. That's why a divorce is the dissolution of the partnership.
That's
of the
right.
business partnership.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a divorce is. So we need to get some business principles and practices to found our relationships upon. Most relationships fail because they're not founded on a damn thing.
Okay, and I'm glad you said that, Mr. Solution, because I was going to ask a question. You know, that's fine, the passiveness, whatever, but the whole thing boils down to if you don't know what you want from a relationship, how can you go out there and seek a relationship?
Well, we just covered some of that. I'll repeat. Men and women of character want the same thing. Adult men, let me state this clearly. Eckhart Tolle made an interesting observation. He says the common state of humanity is insanity. Now, obviously, that may have been a little bit hyperbole, but he did make an interesting point. So, if we want to stop the insanity, the madness, we're going to have to be open to communicate with each other. We're going to have to be flexible. Realize a relationship has to be mediated and negotiated through the spiritual medium of communication. Communication is spiritual. When language, and I study language extensively, linguists actually point out they don't know where language originally came from, but based on the properties of language, they estimate that there was one original language. And I believe that's true because the scriptures record the Tower of Babel where languages were confused. And prior to that, there was one language. But the point I'm making to you, and God even says, these people now are of one language, and nothing will be denied them. That's the truth. Now, they were using it for evil, but the point is, if you properly language, and I'm just turning the word language into a verb.
Right.
But if you properly communicate, you can go places that no man or woman has gone before because you can go to understanding. And that's the destination that most of us never arrive. You follow me on that, Eric?
I'm following you.
Yeah,
I'm
so we that communication is so important that it be shared. And so men and women of character want to be valued. They want to be understood. They want to be supported. And most men, I've sat on many panels, and when the men were explaining to women what they want from them, the most salient point that emerged was support. Men want to be supportive. They, like, for example, if I'm going out and lubricating your speedometer table, Charlotte, I want you to bring me a glass of lemonade. I want you to see about
that.
I know it wouldn't be appropriate for you to try to, and I'm not being sexist here, but doubtfully that you would be capable of lubricating the speedometer cable, correct?
I don't know, sir.
Excuse me?
I said I'm not sure that I could lubricate the cable.
Yeah, I'm sure. You wouldn't want to do that. But the point of it is you could make a very refreshing glass of lemonade and a sandwich. Right.
Well, I would say this. I have a man, of course. I always offer. I offer all day long.
Well, yeah. And that's
and
the
I
whole...
do make it. Right. I offer my kids. I offer all the men in my life things all
right.
the time because I'm a giving person.
Exactly. And this is, now see, this is the reason she's, how long have you been married, Charlotte?
I'm 23 years.
Look out wow. now.
Well, congratulations.
Hey, and probably to the wrong man, but I'm still married.
Okay.
We won't get into that.
No, not at all.
But the point is, you can see why a woman such as her genre would be married is because she's an inviting person. And I'm not saying that women need to do all the approaching, but they need to share in that process. Because most men are liars about their effectiveness with women. Most men are not effective with women. And the men who are effective with women often no good for relationships.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a very good point.
Yeah, men who major in pussyology, even though they appear to be the most attractive to women, I mean in terms of their spirit, their demeanor, are these men... And they've learned to do that, by the way. They're not capable of having a relationship. All they do, Charlotte, is chase. And let me tell you what chase is. I'm going to define chase.
Okay.
Chase means that there's a silly, non-substantive boosting of another person's low self-esteem. Really what chasing is. That's the sum and circumference of chasing. You have
well,
a non-communicative
individual. I want to know why you're single.
Excuse me?
I want to know why you're single.
Well, easy to tell you. Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31, the virtuous woman who can find. You don't ask where the beef is in a meat house.
No. So you're saying all these wonderful women out here go to church on Sunday, begging, praying for a man, and you're just out here because none of them are Proverbs 31.
All right, let me share something with you. And I love to refer to my superiors. I'm going to use Alan Roger Curry, and you guys, I really recommend that you buy his book and listen to his show. At any rate, and you may have him on sometime, Eric. You may
okay.
have him. Okay, Alan and Tariq Nasheed. Now, Alan pointed out that someone Facebooked him and basically said 97.8% of the women are not good wife or girlfriend material. Now, this is not me saying that. This is someone else. And Alan said he agreed that about 95%, he didn't go to the 97.8%, he said about 95% of the women that he meets, are not good girlfriend or wife material. So I'm going to just step in line and echo. I don't think it's that high. I peg it at about 80 to 90%. But you got to realize no man meets all women. So if the quality women are that scarce, it's unlikely that most men will meet quality women. Now, something I encourage people to do just to get everybody to participate is start introducing quality men and women whom you know would possibly otherwise never meet. Had a good suggestion there, Eric?
Yes.
Eric, I have a question for you.
For who?
What is quality to you?
Well, quality number one is a woman who's upfront and straightforward, who will step to a man and commence socializing, say hi to a man. Hey, let's go to the park. Women could lower the tension and the level of anger so much by just a tiny tweak of their behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Women, and like I say, most people are not going to behave functionally. Because remember Eckhart Tolle's statement, the common condition of humanity is insanity. But women could just start, you all could just start talking to a man, just saying hi sometimes. That brightens a person's day. And you look at most women, they look like they've been weaned on a lemon.
Well, you know what? Where are you at? What city are you in?
I'm in L.A.
Okay.
Where are you?
I am in Pittsburgh. I've only been to L.A. once. Well, this is a very warm city, and I think the sisters here are nicer than that. Don't get me wrong. I know women whose faces are twisted. I know men whose faces are twisted. But, you know, I think the majority of us are sweet, kind, and caring.
Why aren't they with men? In other words, a sweet, kind, caring woman. And many of the men that do this full-time will point out that a woman of quality, and I'm just going to use you for example, will find herself in a relationship one way or the other. The reason these women are without men is because these are not good women. Now, the interesting thing about the human spirit and personality and behavior, of course, it can be changed.
Mm-hmm.
You see,
wow.
That's the reason it says in the scriptures, repent. Repent means to change your way of thinking about a thing. You've thought about it one way heretofore. Now you've become enlightened. You've gained an epiphany with a little bit of help, by the way. And now you're changing your behavior. The reason most women who sit up in those churches are cash cows and human slot machines.
Uh-oh.
A part of the pastor's forum. They are not open to quality men.
Don't you start misbehaving. You've been good all day. Because you know, I'm telling you.
Why do you think these women stay? Why do you, now the pastors, most pastors, let me just be careful. Let me just be clear on this. Most pastors see it as an advantage to keep women single because they're easier to guilt into tithing.
Okay,
yes.
Hold that thought for a minute. Hold that thought. We'll bring somebody else online. Hello, you're listening to Let's Talk. What's on your mind?
Eric Jackson, this is Willie West. I was stationed too in Texas, man. I just wanted to say I appreciate what you guys are doing because faith comes by hearing. I think these women need to actually hear the side of an honest, true man. And I think if people just accept people for who they are, because the Bible, when it talks about love, everyone that proclaimed to love was doing something for the person that they love. People get in love in these conditional relationships, and they want to change who their partner is. And that's why so many people, men and women, are single. You know, it says for this reason you leave and cleave and you become one. But becoming one doesn't mean I change you or you change me. It means we're both following that one individual. Because how can two people walk together unless they be on one accord?
Okay. And I see. Okay. That's a good point there. And who is this again?
Willie West.
Hey, what's up, West, man? How you been?
I've been good, man. I like what y'all got going on, man. I'm going to keep tuning and check y'all out periodically.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Now, Stan, y'all have a good day, man.
All right. You too. All right. The former soldier that I used to be stationed with. Outstanding. But I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish now, Mr. Solution. I'm sorry. You there?
No, I think it's Charlotte's turn. Go ahead, Charlotte.
Okay. Charlotte?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I just told you have to behave. And I do agree that it's in the interest, because I do see church as a business also, and I do see it as in the interest of keeping single women there, and instead of teaching them how to and showing them how to capture the attention of a man, they just keep them in there praying. But, you know, faith without works, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and that's what we're saying. Women often expect a relationship without doing a damn thing. Women, and Doc, there's a good book, a couple of books. I'm sorry I hadn't mentioned one. One is called The Myth of Male Power. Dr. Warren Farrell talks about women being, and this is the 21st century, by the
but
way.
But I've never seen a woman who didn't do a damn thing. So that's one over on me.
Yeah, well, if you listen to what I'm saying, you'll hear what I mean. What happens is women expect to be, quote-unquote, genetic celebrities in whom the man has to perform, sue, and pay him, and they just exercise veto power. A relationship that requires fulfillment.
I
want
to say that's sexy, though. I like it.
Sure.
Hey, he had my attention.
The insane thing about this, that doesn't work. Now, when it does work, like what a man does is when a man performs, pursues, and pays, and he gets scores, and then he tosses your ass aside like a used Kleenex, you could say that is the fitting in to an imbalanced, tryst in the first place.
Well, number one, if you pay, then you
well, a lot of men feel that if they pay for a woman, they own. In fact, a lot of men of means, they feel that.
No,
you
don't say.
If they do get in a relationship with a woman, they feel ownership of that woman. And that's the reason a lot of the women stay with the pastors. It's for the money. That's the reason a lot of women. And the men cheat, they stay with the man because of the money and the prestige. So what I'm saying is if we're looking for compatibility, and that should be what we're looking for,
right.
Women are going to have to do more than just be genetic celebrities. They're going to have to get down and get into real life and get to know men. Most women are stupid as to what a quality man is. And most women don't like quality men. For example, Mary J. Blige has this song where she says, bad boys ain't no good and good guys ain't no fun. But the point there is that means your ass is not any fun either. Because if you were fun and you have a quality person who may not know all the things that you like, which are understandable, they don't know you yet. Well, you merge the two, like chocolate and peanut butter. Women generally want everything to be perfectly there for them. That's unrealistic. Women have got to help, they've got to participate in creating what they deserve. Does that make sense? Do you follow me on that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it sounds great for you to be served and for you to see a relationship for purely for your consumption. But a relationship can't work off of that. That's a slave-master relationship.
Uh-oh.
That's not a partnership. A partnership is where both people are contributing to the relationship. In distinct and direct.
Well, maybe she's contributing something else. But
no,
I'm not contributing
a damn thing.
Well, I don't think that I've ever, not taken up for women, but I am a sister. But it's like I see women who do so much that I don't really see us as ever not serving.
Yeah, well, they may do it much, and that's true. But a lot of women, the much they do. Is in the wrong place. It's out of context.
But maybe it's out of context for you. But another man, that might be his desire. We know we are not the same. We don't want the same thing.
Let's
we don't
make
eat
this
the same
real.
Food.
Let's go back to all the women that you say are sitting up in church. These women are doing stuff. They're just doing the wrong stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're
That's
doing
right.
stuff. They're doing the
they're,
wrong
stuff. They're trying to look so wonderful in front of the pastor and the deacons, and the real man in their life, they're not trying to look wonderful in front of
Exactly. Or the real man who could be in their
life. In their life, right. They
right.
turn off to turn their back to him.
The wrong. They're not wise. Most of
man.
These women are not wise. So I'm
well,
going
we have
to
work with each other.
I'm going to give you guys an assignment. Start approaching black women. Men and women can do this. And I've recommended that we all date black women, gather data, and see how they are and determine if this high 73% singleness rate, now they quote that rate, not me.
Right.
But we do know you can go to any large church, and the majority, probably 80% of that church will be women, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And these women are primarily single. Now, what you need to do, and I'm willing to follow the evidence, is see what kind of character, attitude, and personality these women have. Also, you might want to look at their lifestyle choices. What do they want?
And I would say to these men before they approach, wait for your signal. And I think it's important for men to learn how to wait four signals, even if they initiate, but still, you know, if they speak or see if she's open, just like I think men should, when women and men are dating, a lot of women complain and say the guy came on too fast, he came on too strong, you know, like he was really going after, like, you know,
Well, a lot of guys want to be direct with women because they don't want to waste their time. See,
well, that's too bad.
Wait a minute. Listen to this point, Charlotte. Listen to this point. Most women prefer to have a guy kiss their ass, take them out, spend money, waste time. To the average woman, it's great, but that's all about her ass.
But that's okay, because if you're taking me out, then some things need to be about me. You could do that first. Yeah, I like having my ass kissed.
Charlotte.
What?
That's not okay. That's the point.
But it's too bad.
Making.
It's okay for me.
Yeah, well,
you know, a man who
could
kiss my behind might be a man who could have his way.
Okay, but see, the point of it is, men don't like that. And so,
well,
if men and women are to lay down their arms, and I would like them to, women are going to have to think about more than just themselves.
I will, baby. I think about more than myself, but, you know, I ain't going to leave me out the equation.
Again, Charlotte, I'm talking about all those single women identified that sit up in church. There's a reason those women's asses are on ice.
Yeah, see, Charlotte, what you're talking about, you're a minority compared to the majority. See, basically, that's what you're saying.
Get
you're
out of here.
Extent.
You're a minority. And see, I hope you appreciate this, because being a troubleshooter, and I got to get out of here and do this lubrication thing, but and I love my work, by the way, but at any rate, you guys have got to hear the truth, Charlotte, and most of the truth that you all need to hear is not going to come from you all or pussified men.
Hmm.
A lot of men pee sitting down on fuzzy toilet seats.
Look out now.
You
Those
are so crazy.
Men are not going to bring it.
Yeah, that's right. That is right.
Like me, I'm a straight shooter. When I come in, you know where I'm going. I'm going for the bullseye. Now, I may not always hit it, but you know damn well that's what I was aiming for. So my point is, there's a very basic truth here, up front and straightforward. Up front and straightforward. Women need to be that too. And when we get more of that, I'm not sitting here talking about a utopia. I'm just talking about practically improving this mess.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say this. I'm about you. Mr. Solution, when I seen this topic, what do men really want in a relationship, men and women? And, you know, first thing, most of us women are going to think that a man wants
really?
More and better sex. And the fact that you guys totally did not go there is great.
Wait a minute, say that again. What did you say?
You missed it.
Yeah, you said that men, I caught part of it, but...
I said, you know, because most of us will be inclined to think that with men, while the relationship, most of all, is more and better sex.
Men, wait a minute, men want more and better sex?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
all the
men I talk to,
their complaint
is they don't get enough.
Right, and that is often true because... A lot of men will get more sex when they're dating a woman than when they're in a relationship, and particularly when they marry the woman. So this is the kind of counseling we need to do for each other to get each other on the right and harmonious track.
Exactly.
But look, two things have to be in sync. And black folks get this wrong so damn often. Family and business. You've got to have a foundation based on upfront and straightforward communication. That's very, very important. That's necessary to create healthy families, introductions, so that we can actually have a foundation for dating and a foundation for a relationship, and then start businesses. Only about 20% of your people need to be proficient in business. If 20% of your people are proficient in business, they can carry the rest of the race. But not a percent. A half a percent just won't do it.
Hmm.
So that's very, very important that women, 21st century women, get the hell out of their false shells, their superficial facades, and start valuing men. Men of quality love to be valued. There's nothing wrong with that and everything right with that. And I'm talking about shared mutual responsibility. We have a mutual and a reciprocal responsibility for meeting each other. Women have to assume their share of that responsibility and not just be takers and parasites. A lot of women are nothing but parasites.
Well, see, I see it as in the beginning, you know, it's not that you're paying, it's just that some things are customary, you know, like diamonds and marriage, but a woman wants to make sure a man is interested before she proceeds to a certain way. And let me say this, men have long been holders of the security, and that's primary thing they bring to the relationship. So women will stand back and make sure that they're going to check it out for a minute and see that he is truly interested and that, you know, he could be careful with her heart and he respects her.
Bullshit. You said the other day that you pulled down 200, correct me if I'm wrong, Eric.
Okay.
Charlotte said she pulled down $270,000.
Yeah,
that's a one percenter, Charlotte.
Huh? That's what?
Yeah, it's a one percenter.
So you're a one percenter.
Yeah, women are totally capable. In fact, realize when the recession hit, it hit the manufacturing, the construction.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, 5 minutes. 5 minutes, go ahead.
Yeah, when the recession hit, it hit men the hardest. More men were put out of jobs because it hit manufacturing. It hit construction and high finance. And those are areas where men polarize.
Mm-hmm.
Women are totally, 54% of the employees now are women. Women in all groups, all ethnic groups, women have more college degrees. We often, you know, point it out as true of the black, but that's true in Asian, it's true in white, and it's true in Hispanic. Did you know that, Eric?
Yeah, I actually did know that.
Yeah, women, because women opt for the tertiary sector. Oftentimes, men will work in other sectors. They'll work in, like I say, manufacturing. You have plumbers, you have what you call it, electricians, you have bus drivers. And those jobs pay good salaries. Oftentimes a bus driver can make as much as a female principal or administrator.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, women, you all have asked.
Oh, what is that?
Full freedom and equality. You have to accept the responsibility of equality.
Yes.
don't do that. You're sorry participators. And until women are confronted with their intimacy, now the pastor will never tell you this. Never, because he loves to, see, the pastor acts as Satan. He wants to euchre, trick, and take advantage of you. He wants to guilt you into tithing to support his profligate lifestyle.
That's right.
Okay? So a pastor is not going to tell a woman the truth about herself, about her related to a man, because he wants to keep her as his cash cow and human slot machine.
Like, I'm not tied with my, I don't tie it in church. I tie it in my old neighborhood.
Oh, I love that, Charlotte. Let me just say, oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. I thought that was such a seminal and pivotal point that you made. That's beautiful. Hmm. Did you pick up on that, Eric?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
yes,
that
I
was
did.
A tremendous point that she made. My damn hat's off to you, Charlotte.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
But now I get slapped from my church friends from that.
Well.
You know, so, you know, you get slapped everywhere, but, you know, it's my choice.
Yeah, that's right. That's all it is, your choice.
You know what I mean? Why would I sit up here and give the money to you when I know people who could use things? I do things for people I know who could use them.
Oh,
I do things for kids.
All right. Well, we're going to have to end this conversation right there. Once again, an outstanding day of conversation, and I love it. I want to thank Charlotte and Mr. Solution and with Mr. Willie West for the input. Hey, y'all, we're going to be at this thing again tomorrow because we got another hot topic. Is it possible to be faithful in 2012? So I know these two will be there. For the rest of you, hey, y'all join in. I love you. Once again, thank you for joining. Have a great day. I'm out of here.